الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Respected elders and dear brothers, I have to explain in this majlis the need of Mujahida and the nature of Mujahida. In the verse of the Holy Quran, I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who set life in our path, we will most assuredly guide them towards our path. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the mujahid is he who makes jihad in the obedience of Allah. The mujahid is he who strives in the obedience of Allah. What is the nature of mujahida? In this regard, I will say that in reality, the mujahida consists of habitual practice of opposing the nafs. What is nafs? Nafs is man's lowly desires. In other words, to check and control the physical, monetary, egotistical and mundane desires, delights and preferences of the nafs in the pursuit of the pleasure and obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are two types of benefits accrue to the nafs. The first one is hukuk, I mean rights or obligations. These are such benefits necessary for the endurance and existence of the physical body and life. The second one is huzuz, which means luxuries, delights. These are benefits in excess of the hukuk. Mujahida and riyazat are directed towards the huzuz. In mujahida, reduction or total abstention from the huzuz are advocated. Here, huzuz or pleasure refers to lawful pleasures and not to such pleasures which are forbidden in the Sharia. in the employment of Mujahida, the hukuk, rights and obligations are not destroyed, because such destruction is contrary to Sunnah. The Hadith Sharif says, verily, your nafs has a haq, right over you. Destruction of the hukuk brings about physical weakness and the health deteriorates. When this happens, one finds it difficult to execute even the necessary duties and ibadat. Now I want to explain the need of Mujahida, why it is needed. Then let us know the amale saliha, the righteous deeds, are always accompanied by labor and difficulty, because such amal are in conflict with the desire of the nafs. There will always be some form of opposition, sometimes great, sometimes slight, by the nafs against the amal-e-saliha. Striving against the nafs is therefore a lifelong process. To do mujahida against the nafs is necessary for all the Muslims, especially for those who are connected with any branch of tasawwuf. In tasawwuf, the students or the murids are divided into two terms. One is Mubtadi and the other is Muntahi. Mubtadi means a beginner in the path of tasawwuf. Muntahi means one who has attained his goal in tasawwuf. Both are in need toward of their lethargy by means of mujahida. However, the mubtadi stands in greater need of mujahida in the initial stage. He at times become over confident, but frequently natural traits and habits return, and the consequence is an urge of signing. The nafs of the muntahi therefore also become lethargic at time in obedience. He therefore stands in need of mujahida at such a time. There is, however, a great difference between mujahida of mubtadi and the muntahi. The mubtadi is like one who is set on the back of a horse just trained. The rider of the newly trained horse has to be much more alert and exercise greater control over the horse. As such, a horse tends to be more mischievous and is apt to go out of control. The muntahi is like a rider set on the back of a well-trained horse. He exercises no great endeavor to maintain the horse under control. Nevertheless, he too has to be alert, because even a trained horse sometimes reverts to the mischievousness because of its natural animal traits. But the slightest warning from the rider is sufficient to check the horse. If, however, the rider is totally negligent, then even the trained horse will sometimes suddenly drop him from its back. Thus, mujahida for the control of is necessary for the muntahi also. And I say here that we need to do mujahida against nafs for the pleasure of Allah. It will bring us near to Allah, and I make dua that may Allah grant us His pleasure and His dearness to us all and the all Muslims. آخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.